Hello, we're back with 10 Minutes of Talmud. Today we are going to be learning about Jewish karma. Yes, we have it. So let's say our blessing and get on our way. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu La'asok B'divrei Torah. And we're going to be learning from two places today. First, we're going to be learning from Pirkei Avot, chapter 4, Mishnah 1. And then we're also going to be learning from the last Mishnah in Tractate Peah. So that's Mishnah 8. If you're looking for it in a Schottenstein edition, that's 73A1. So that's chapter 8, Halakha 8. But first, we go to possibly one of the most famous texts in all of Judaism, because it clearly outlines that you receive back the energy that you send out, which actually should be really comforting, because that, in that sense, you are able to control in some part the energy that comes back to you by sort of priming the pump. Okay? So let's take a look. Benzoma Omer Ezahu Chacham Halomed Mikol Adam. So who is the one who is wise? The one who learns from everybody. So in other words, if you lead your life with a learning spirit and a spirit of respect and see everyone as a teacher, then it's much more likely that everyone will become your teacher. Okay? So again, karma, you send the energy out, it comes right on back home. Okay? Ezehu gibor hakovesh et yitzro. Who is the hero? Who is the strong one? The one who has self-control. So if you want order and strength in a community, you begin by bringing order and strength and discipline within yourself. Okay? Ezehu ashir hasameach b'chelko. Who is the one who is rich? The one who is happy with what they have. Richness is not something that is measured in dollars and cents. It is a state of mind, a state of peacefulness. So if you are happy with what you have, then you're never going to be filled with, you know, these intense longings that sometimes torture people who feel like, oh, if I could only just have another 100,000 or another million, or I could win the lottery, I could this. That's not ever going to make them rich. It's about learning to be happy inside and satisfied inside. And Ezehu mechubad hamechabed et habriot. Who is the one who is honored? The one who honors others. If you want to be an honored person, begin by treating everyone else with honor, with kindness, and you will become truly honored for the way you lead your life. So that's from Pirkei Avot. Again, that's chapter 4, number 1. But now we move to the Mishnah in Peah, and we see here some more very concrete ideas about karma. Okay? Kol mi she'eino tzarich litol v'notel. Anybody who takes charity but doesn't really have to, eino met min hazikna ad shetzarich labriot, will not die of old age until he does become dependent on charity. V'chol mi shehu tzarich litol v'eino notel, and whoever needs to take charity but does not take it, Eino met min hazikna ad sheyefarnes la'acherim mishelo. He will not die of old age until he supports other people through the charity plate. The Al Zeh Ne'amar, and about such a person it is said, Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach Ba'Adonai V'Haya Adonai Mivtacho. And about this person it is said, blessed is the person who trusts in God, for God will be his security. Now, you may remember that quotation, that's Jeremiah 17:7, from it's in the blessing after the meal. It's paired with a phrase that says, Na'ar hayiti gam zakanti v'lo ra'iti tzadik ne'ezav v'zar om v'gahat v'kesh lachem, that I have been young and I have been old and I have never seen a righteous person destitute and his children without bread. But interestingly enough, they're not going to go so far as to guarantee that here in this Mishnah. What they are saying is, if you are greedy and if you take charity that doesn't belong to you, you're going to end up needing it. If you are able to get by, even though you might be entitled to, you will end up the richer for it because you've developed not only a sense of self-control, but God will reward you. Then they add this following bit, V'chen dayan shedan din emet l'amito, and similarly, a judge who renders a true judgment according to its truth, V'chom mish eino lo chiger v'lo suma v'lo piseach, anyone who is neither lame, nor blind, nor crippled, and pretends to be one of those people as a beggar, he will not die of old age until he becomes like one of them. As it is said, he who seeks evil, it shall befall him. That's Proverbs 11:27. V'ne'emar, and it also says, Tzedek, Tzedek tirdof. Justice, justice shalt thou pursue. V'chol dayan shelokech shochad u'mateh et hadin. And similarly, any judge who takes a bribe and perverts justice, eino mit min hazikna'ch yehe enav kehot, will not die until his eyes go blind. Shene'amar, the proof text is, V'shochad lo tikach ki ha'shochad ye'aver enei chachamim. Because you should not take a bribe, for if you take a bribe, it blinds the eyes of the wise. So in all of these, we see Judaism has karma. I often say to people that anything that you want in another religion, I can get you wholesale in Judaism. Reincarnation, angels, karma, don't worry about it. Whatever you want to know about, give us an email, write something on the website, let us know, and I'll teach you about it. All right, thanks. See you tomorrow. Bye.